Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and this is a Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today, we're going to dedicate this day to beauty. This is a beautiful day. And because we're spiritual beings living in a spiritual universe, we get to decide today how much beauty we experience. So let's begin. I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to call forth and experience all the beauty that God is. I want you to feel the presence of God within you and all around you. This is a beautiful day. This is a beautiful day. This is a beautiful day because I decide it's going to be a beautiful day. That one of the most powerful qualities of God is beauty. God is so beautiful. And so today we're going to meditate, we're going to focus on the beauty of God, on the beauty of this day, on the beauty of this moment, on the beauty of everything around me. Take another deep breath. And I dedicate this day to beauty. I dedicate this day to seeing the beauty of God right here, right now, to walking in it, to breathing into it, to living into this moment as a beautiful moment. God is beautiful. And because God is beautiful, this moment is beautiful. Whether we realize it or not, whether we appreciate it or not, this is a beautiful moment. Many of us, when we've been hurt by life, when we've been disappointed or wounded by an experience, we begin to believe that life is that way, that life is going to wound us, or life is going to hurt us, or that life is ugly. And we begin to see life as ugly. But as we awaken to God, as we awaken our spiritual nature, as we awaken all that we are, we begin to see the beauty of God again. We begin to see it like a small child, that life is beautiful. This moment is beautiful. All that God is beautiful. And we begin to call forth the beauty in every moment. We begin to dedicate our life to experiencing and expressing more and more beauty. That beauty is one of God's greatest powers. I call forth the beauty of spirit. I call forth the beauty of this moment. I call forth all the beauty that is and will ever be to be fully present in my life. As we begin to look for beauty, we begin to see it, notice it, feel it, appreciate it, rejoice in it. We allow it to touch our mind, our heart, our soul. How much beauty do you think you see in a day? How much beauty just stops you and takes your breath away? Or are you so busy with life, so busy scurrying around trying to get things done, that you don't even notice the beauty that's all around you? This is a beautiful day. This is a glorious day. God is infinite beauty. Open your eyes, open your heart, and see the beauty that is all around you. This is a beautiful day. This is a beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it, and let us feel the full beauty of this moment. The full beauty of what is. So we begin to look for the beauty in every moment. Family and friends and our surroundings. in nature, in the face of a loved one, in the simplicity of the life around us. Because if God is beautiful, then you were created in the image and likeness of beauty. That you are a channel for beauty in the world. That we get to create beauty, experience beauty, and know beauty because our nature is beautiful. You are beautiful. See, we couldn't experience beauty if that wasn't a natural quality of our soul. We couldn't know the beauty of God if our own soul wasn't created to be beautiful. And there are times when we worked so hard to be beautiful, to pick up maybe the right clothes or the makeup, or we did this exercise or that exercise or whatever we did to try to make ourselves just a little bit more beautiful, when the truth is your soul's always been beautiful. The truth is you are the beauty of God expressing. You are not broken. You are not less than. You are the beauty of God. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. The God in me is pure beauty. God in me is gorgeous. Just like God in every person, every man, woman, and child is gorgeous. And as we open our eyes, open our spiritual eyes, we begin to see how gorgeous life is. We begin to see the beauty in every day. Take another deep breath. And breathe in the beauty that is all around you. Take another deep breath. And breathe in the beauty of your own soul. I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am created in the image and likeness of God. I am beautiful. I dedicate this day to beauty, to living in greater and greater levels of beauty, to creating greater and greater levels of beauty. I let go of all the ugliness in my past. I let go of anything that was ever less than the beauty of God. And I hang tight, I hold tightly to the beauty of Spirit. I am beautiful. You are beauty. You are the gorgeousness of God. Your spirit, your light, your presence is beautiful. You are the divine nature of God expressing as pure beauty. I am beautiful. Beauty is not a quality of your ego. It's an aspect of your soul. Beauty is not vanity. It is the truth of who you are. You are the beauty of God expressing. You are gorgeous. You are beauty beyond words. And wherever you see, I want you to see the beauty. That there is beauty in front of you. There is beauty behind you. There is beauty above you. There is beauty below you. There is beauty to your left and beauty to your right. There's beauty in your past and there's beauty in your future. That this is a beautiful day. This is a beautiful day. So today we give thanks for all the beauty of God. We give thanks for every moment of beauty, for every experience of beauty, for every glimmer, for every moment that we are just touched by the beauty of God. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. Have a wonderful week. I invite you to come back to this meditation over and over again as you fully embrace the beauty of God and the beauty of your soul. And so it is. Bye-bye.